The first money I paid to Bible school when I got admission to All Nations for Christ Bible Institute, Benin City. The money, both transport, school fees, and everything that take me to that school. It will surprise us all that it is our Father, the vision bearer of this ministry, that sponsor my school fees. Anytime we come back for holiday, we always meet in his house in Menenepepo to pray for soul winning, to open the eyes of the church to what it means to win souls, because that is the heartbeat of God. And I thank God for his consistency. That's why when yesterday our father, Pastor Dan, was saying that we should pray for ourselves to be consistent in our calling, I was seriously working on that, praying on that, because from the day I left the Bible school till today, I've been consistent in soul winning and mission work. That is what I tap from our Father in the Lord. Praise the Lord. And it is not a coincidence that I was given a topic to handle. And that topic I want to handle is mission to the Muslim world. Mission to the Muslim world. I know this is the kind of topic that many Christians don't want to hear. Why should I go to the Muslim world to evangelize? Why should I win? Even the Muslim does not deserve the preaching of the gospel. Men and brethren, believers in Christ, if there are those that needed the gospel more, it is the Muslims. Praise the Lord. And I will show you facts from the scripture why the Muslims need the gospel more than even you, because you already have the gospel. Praise the Lord. And if the Muslims does not need the gospel, the Lord Jesus Christ will not come inside the mosque to arrest and encounter a person like me that I hated the gospel. Person like me that fight the gospel, destroy churches and kill Christians because Christianity should not be in existence in Nigeria. Person like me that could lead the troop that sank over 3 million Bible into the sea, that those Bible will not come into Nigeria. If the Muslims does not need the gospel of Christ, that means Christ shouldn't have come into the mosque to arrest me. It is because of believers are not ready to go to the Muslim, and Jesus Christ said, let me show the whole world that I am the greatest missionary. And he has to come down in heaven, from heaven, to make sure he encounters somebody like me who is wretched, useless, and unuseful to the society, to make me a useful instrument in his hands. I will not say a word until my Father in the Lord actually have showered prayer on me so that I can be able to function well. That
Father, we pray for your servant. And we pray that your anointing will rest upon him. You grant him utterance, zeal, passion, the spirit of righteousness and holiness. Let every objection by Satan be cast out. And let your glory cover your servant. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah. Go with me to the book of Genesis. Please. My eyeglass. Genesis chapter 16 and verse 10. Genesis 16 and verse 10. That is the first scripture we shall be reading. Genesis 16 and verse 10. I also want to celebrate my wife. She's on her way coming. I cannot wait for her because they need to finish women wahala. And I don't want to miss my time because I used to know Neko Indoze to be a ministry that is time conscious. And they are still up to tomorrow. So I told her, meet me in Neko Arena. But that is a woman that God have used to reshape my ministry. That is a woman God have used to bless me, who has accepted marry me without seeing my biological father, none of my family member till date have she seen, and she accepted to marry me, and today we have 9 children. So you should celebrate that kind woman who did not know her in-laws and marry a man. Whether it's a ghost, she don't know. Verse 10. Then the angel of the Lord said to her. Said to who? Who is her? Who is the person? Who is the person the Bible is talking about here? Hagar. It's talking about Hagar. I will multiply your descendants exceedingly, so that they shall not be counted for multitude. Who are the descendants that will be multiplied? Huh? The Ishmaelites. Today, who are the Ishmaelites? The Muslims. Matthew 28:19-20. Matthew 28, that is the second scripture we are going to read. Matthew 28:19-20. Okay. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. How many nations? How many nations? Including the Arab nations. Including the Muslim nations. Praise God. But this is the aspect of the scripture that many Christians have neglected. And nobody wants to talk about it. To all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all. To observe what? All things which whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am what? With you always. Even when they are killing you, even when they are using their dagger, even when they are showing you gun, even when the Boko Harams, they are denying you to preach the gospel. Even when they are sending their militant bombs into your arena, God says it's what? With you always. Even unto John 10:16. That is the final scripture. John 10 and verse 16. John 10 and verse 16. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must do what? Bring. And they shall do what? Hear my voice, and there shall be what? One fold. Mission to the Muslim world. It is a sad fact that many Christians are ignorant of God's purpose for the Muslim world. Rather than having God's heart for the Muslims, they feel threatened and become hard-heartened towards the Muslims. Some see Islam as a threat. Men, Islam is not a threat. Islam is an instrument God is using to awaken the church. Because the church have overslept. And the church is still sleeping. The church is continuing in its sleeping state. And God is using Islam to awaken the church. Some see Islam as a threat which can only be conquered by military acts or military might. But it's a lie. Even our Bible in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 4, it says our weapon of war, they are not what? Carnal. And in the book of Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12, it told us that we are fighting and wrestling not against what? Flesh and blood. Which means that Islam can never be conquered by military might. So when I look at Nigerian soldiers trying to stop Boko Haram by military might, they are only trying, praise the Lord. That is why the fight against Boko Haram has not finished till today. Because it is the church, the laxity of the church, that brought Boko Haram. Praise the Lord. And I will tell us why I said so. Brethren, we should not become like Jonah, who was so resentful and opposed God's command to preach the message of salvation to the people of Nineveh. That is exactly the state of many Christians today. Praise God. They feel reaching the Muslims is just wasting of time. Why will I waste my precious time to go and minister to the Muslims? Why you see it as a wasting of time is because you have not known the act of following the Muslims. You have not known the dimension in which to operate with the Muslim friends, with Muslim neighbors. Praise the Lord. And now you cannot go to the north to go and minister to the Muslims, but God is bringing them to the east. Do we know that they cannot come to the east here to throw bomb? Do we know that? They can't come to the east to throw bomb because this is not their jurisdiction. That is what we do. When IBB, who is my uncle, and Abiola and Abacha, they were using us to fight the church. They can't send us to the east. We can only operate within the north. Praise the Lord. We can only fight the church in the north. We cannot fight the church in the east. There is no, even though they are sending them on mission here. Forget about all these abokis that you are seeing. They are strategies of reading and taking good record about what is happening in the east, so that they can penetrate the east and capture the east. But bet me, there is no Islam person that can take over the eastern time. And that is why God sent us ahead of them to the east, so that we can expose their activities. We can expose their secret. But the pain is that the church is not giving us a platform to tell them the truth on how to reach the Muslims. God sending them here is for us, even though they are Elijahs, who is sponsoring them in the north, they are sending them on a mission, giving them money and weapons. God is sending them here so that when they arrive, the church will arrest them, take the weapons from them, take the Quran from them, and give them the Bible. But the church is not doing it. The church is not doing it. The church, see, reaching the Muslims, allow them, they are just useless aboki people who have nothing to do. Men and brethren, those guys you see with their, Yoruba call them a jikani shop, that is shining or those who carry machine. And they are going from one corner or the other in the east. Where you don't know in the east, they know. Praise the Lord. They are here in the east to get information and take over the land. That is why whenever they arrive, on Wednesday, when I and my family, we are coming back from our mission field in Akwa Ibom State, when we get to New Gariki, I said, Mama, do you see where they are? They are at the gate of the city. Because the church have not understand the mystery of the gate. And they feel, let them be at the outskirts of the city. Brothers, it is dangerous for your enemy to be at the entrance of your gate. It is very dangerous. It is at the gate they decide everything about you. It is at the gate they decide what to do to you. It is at the gate they decide how to capture you. It is at the gate they end up their plans. And when you are about to run out from the gate, they capture you. Then what do you do? So if the church did not arise to reach out to them, they will take over our gate and take over our city. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The fact that a religion, the fact that a sect or a religious group oppose our belief does not mean we should hate them. You cannot understand reaching the Muslims if you don't have this background. Praise the Lord. You can never understand how to reach to the Muslims. Reaching the Muslim is as simple as anything. That should be on Sunday evening. Yes, Sunday evening. We were in a mission field in Akwa Ibom State with my entire family. If I'm going to mission, I go with my entire family. We were in that mission field, and I captured a Muslim young man, and he came. And I begin to talk to him. I begin to bring some facts from the doctrine of Islam. Praise God. I brought out some facts from the doctrine of Islam and brought out some facts from the doctrine of the Bible. I am a man that preached with Bible and Quran. Why? Because there are a lot of facts from the Quran or from the Bible that Quran ascertained to it. Praise the Lord. Do you know that in the Quran called Jesus Messiah? In the Quran called Jesus Ruhullah, that is the Spirit of God. The Quran called Jesus Kalimallah, that is the Word of God. The Quran called Jesus a sinless person. The Quran called Jesus a miracle worker. The Quran called Jesus the Holy One. But the Quran never described Muhammad anywhere for anything. Instead, negative things about Muhammad is what the Quran talk about, which is about one or two. But over 100 things, the Quran talk about Jesus Christ. And I present all those things. I say, between these two prophets, who should I follow? The young man said, I follow Jesus. I was here yesterday. My wife said, the young man called her, that he has been calling my line, and my line is not going. I'm not picking. My wife now told him, Daddy is in the program. He will call you when he comes back. The young man, the fire of the Lord is burning in him now, because I brought out some activity of Muhammad that make Muhammad to be a useless, demonic, satanic, occultic man. But I cannot describe my Jesus like that. Because there is difference between Muhammad and Jesus. And I presented that before him. And the young man, I dashed him one of my books. I dashed him, this is my book. I said, go and study. The young man went and he read everything. Because I bring out the difference between the scripture and the Quran from the book. The young man saw it. He said, I have never seen it like this before. And I don't understand that Christianity is like this. I will follow you to serve this your Jesus. Reaching out to the Muslim is very easy and very simple. If we understand that it is a command that we should minister to the Muslims, brother, sister, God will give you the divine revelation to capture their mind and direct their mind towards Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. The problem I have with the church is that the church is not ready to learn anything about Islam. And until you understand something about Islam, you can never reach to the Muslim. Praise the Lord. You can't reach a Muslim until you understand something about Islam. I never understand anything about Christianity until the Lord encountered me. Praise God. Because I never want to read the Bible. I hated it. I dislike Bible. But I don't know that the Bible carried the word of life. I know that the Bible carried the solution to the issues of life. Until I come to the knowledge of the scripture. There are many Muslims out there. They don't know where they are. And they don't know why they are where they are until you open their eyes. That's why tomorrow I will always appreciate Our papa in Nigeria, the only man that I see as a violent Christian man, and that's late Archbishop Benson in Dawosa. If not that man, sir, Nigeria, Christianity in Nigeria would have been a forgotten issue. Because after I and my uncle IBB went to Saudi Arabia to register Nigeria into OIC, the only person that visited Asorok and stopped the level that the registration into OIC is late Archbishop Benson in Dawosa. And that is the only man I saw IBB, the evil genius, could be afraid of. If people like Papa in Dawosa haven't been alive in that 1989, by now, none of us will have been able to carry Bible. That's when I hear some people who claim that they saw revelation, they die and come back, they went to hell and come back, and they see Papa in hellfire. I laughed. That's why it is good to know the scripture. When you know the scripture, nobody will misguide you. Praise the Lord. So the enmity between Jews and Arab has its history in the conflict between Sarah and Haggai. Hello? And later that struggle continued, and it generated to Isaac and Ishmael and their descendants. But one thing I want us to understand is this. Whatever has been the enmity between Christianity and Islam, it is the will of God that we minister the gospel to them. Because they are our brother. The same blood is flowing between us. Praise the Lord. They are our brethren. Igbo people will say, a man from within your family, they call that person kindred. That is Omona. I think that's Omona. Thank God I hear Igbo small. Omona. Ishmael is a kindred of who? Isaac. And because we are the children of Abraham, praise the Lord, by covenant, automatically Ishmael also, because God told Abraham, I will bless Ishmael and make him great. Is that not what God said? And actually, all the Arab nations, they are blessed nations today. Praise the Lord. They are blessed nations. And even the example between Isaac and Ishmael is a typical example why every Christian must do what? Must show concern for the Muslims. The Bible says in the book of Genesis, chapter 25. Let's go to Genesis chapter 25. From verse 7. There, the Bible makes us understand that when Abraham died, who and who come to bury Abraham? Isaac and who? Ishmael. Where was Ishmael when their father died? Was he still in the house? Was Ishmael still in the house? Ishmael wasn't in the house. But how did he come to know that his father is dead? Automatically, Isaac has been tracking Ishmael. Isaac decided to go and look for his elder brother. True or false? He was still following him. Anywhere Isaac went to, Ishmael went to, Isaac will go to identify where he was. So it was easy for Isaac to do what? To go and tell Ishmael that our father is late. So let us come and bury him. Isaac did not go for the other children, the other six sons that Keturah gave birth to, did he? He didn't go to them. But he went to Ishmael. And he told Ishmael, our father is late. Let us come and bury him. The Bible says, they both did what? They jointly do what? Bury their father. What is the two things that Isaac is telling us here? Love. And also follow up. How have we been following up the Christians, the Muslims that God is bringing to our areas? How have you been following them up? How do you see them? Do you see them with the heart of love or the heart of hatred? Many Christians, they see Muslims as people to be hated for life. Why? Because they are violent. I remember when late Archbishop Benson Ndawsa came to Kontagora, my hometown, to preach with his team. And I was just in the house and I was hearing testing microphone 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2. I asked my boys, who is that? They say, I am Boro by Enchochi Nani Sunso Kurosite. I said, could what? He said, could say it. Go and tell them that they should leave, that here is an Islamic town. And Papa told them, go and tell your God, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. I have the authority to preach anywhere I want to preach. And I angrily came out and I told him, get out from this place. He still said the same thing, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. I asked my boys to destroy the equipment. They destroy it. Before one and a half hours, another equipment have come from Benin City to Kontagora by flight. And they went to Mariga. And I still went to Mariga and said, stop, this under Kontagora jurisdiction. And he said, you, that you are carrying this gospel, that you are fighting this war, you will carry this gospel around the whole world. I spat on his face 3 times. He said, it is settled. I spelled the last one. He said, it is fulfilled already. 10 years. 10 years after that, the Lord encountered me. And today, look at what I'm doing. If that man does not have the heart of love, he has every power. He has every power to say, Holy Ghost, consume this one. And fire will come down. Brother, no matter how you pray Holy Ghost fire to consume Muslims, you are only wasting your time. You are wasting your time. Stop wasting that energy to call Holy Ghost fire to kill Muslims. Instead, use that energy to go and evangelize them. Show them love. Prove to them that Jesus loved the whole world. In their Quran says that Jesus Christ will die, will resurrect, and will come back to judge the world. It's in their Quran. Praise God. The problem of the church is that the church doesn't want to have knowledge about these people. But hello, can I shock you? Every average Muslim man read the Bible more than you. Hello? Did you hear what I said? Every average Muslim reads the Bible more than you. And they know the Christian doctrines. They know Bible doctrines. But they always like to twist it upside down. But with the doctrine of the Bible they know, with their own doctrine, you can also do what? Be able to get them when you announce both together. And that's what I used on the young man on Sunday. Sunday night he was in the house. We sat down. I brought out a lot of stories. I was telling him about this book. 150 forbidden questions I must not ask my imam. Why are the questions forbidden? Because it is only in Islam and in the Quran that I saw and read that Muhammad is the only one that can do anything and nobody question him, nobody query him. He can even take over your wife and you say, Allah, give me the permission to do that. Is that a prophet? Is that a prophet? And I asked this young man, I said, when a so-called prophet said Allah gave him the order, even his own adopted son, the wife of his adopted son, he captured that one and said, it is the will of Allah that I should take her over. That is why Muhammad canceled everything that has to do with adoption in Islam. You can never see a Muslim man adopt anybody. You can never see it. A counseling is a very unacceptable thing in Islam. Focus on your children. Forget about others. But Christianity is not so. When our father was ministering, he told us about reaching to the poor and to the needy. Is that not so? But that is the true religion. But Islam disabuse that mind of anybody adopting. Why? Because of the evil that Muhammad did, taking over the wife of his adopted son. And he entered into the bedroom with her, slept with her, and take her immediately and said, that is the will of Allah. Allah say I should do that. That Allah must be wicked. That is why Allah is not the true God. Praise God. I've gone to many churches. I see they will be singing, Nago de Allah, Allah, Nago de Allah, Allah, Sariki. I say, you don't invoke the spirit of a demon inside the house of God. So that's part of the ignorance of the church. Praise God. Praise God. What you do, what you are expected to do is, Nago de Yesu, Yesu, Nago de Yesu, Yesu, Sariki. Yesu is Jesus. But ignorant have made a lot of things happening in the church that we sing and we are invoking the spirit of Allah into the church. Praise the Lord. So Isaac and Abraham, they come together. That is telling us how to love the Muslims. Sometimes our attitude also distance the Muslims from us, even when they come to our environment, our attitude. Our attitude towards even the Bible we carry. Do you know that as demonic and satanic the Quran is, the Muslims, they avoid anything that would dent the Quran. Hello? You can never go to a Muslim man house and you see the Quran even in the midst of other books. The first day my wife came into my house, she carried something and put on top of the Bible. I holla. I said, don't do that. She said, what have I done? I said, you don't put anything on top of Bible in this house. It's a law. And it's a law to all my children, and they know. So they have a special place they keep their Bible. We are so disrespect this word of God that have value more than the Quran. We have so disrespected it. Christians. And when Muslims see it, they say, Christianity is not a good religion. Because we have no respect for the word of God we claim we are reading. Hello? When ministering to a Muslim, please, don't say anything against their God. Even though we know that their God is an evil God. Even praise him, praise the God, just like this young man. I said, listen, I am not saying that you are in a wrong place, but the truth is that, your God, Allah, is a good God, is this, Muhammad is fine, this and that. But when I begin to bring out secret logic that is abuse, all I have said, his eyes was open. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. The same thing, if we must show the Muslims love, please let us show them love by our attitude. Many Christians, what they say is not what they do. Praise the Lord. And when you are in the environment where the Muslims are and they see you with your attitude, you say, this one say him na Christian. Ama wallahi, I am not seeing anything Christian in his life. What are the proof that he's a Christian? Christian emburo oba. You have issues with your neighbors in the compound, and a Muslim person is there. The whole world will know that, hey, fire has come down that day. I was ministering in a church. I never know that. A Muslim woman that I know in a K market, she was living around that area. So I was ministering powerfully, telling them how the Lord encountered me, all that the Lord did for me, how my uncle sent over 300 Almajiri to kill me, and before you know, the Almajiri, the God, with weapons, and before you know, God suspended their hand on the air. This and that, blah, blah, blah. The woman came out from inside the house to come and see who is. When she saw that I'm the one, she went back. The following day, she said, "Oga Pastor, you have been talking this and talking this. I've been hearing you. Tell me, how did it happen?" And I told her. She said, "Then why is it that that kind of miracle does not work in Islam?" I said, "Because Islam is demonic." I was shocked. The following Sunday, she was in that church. Sat down. Hear the pastor. It was the pastor that came back to the house and told me. He said, "That woman, that Muslim woman, she came to the church." Listen, we carry the gospel that carries fire, that has the propelling power to drag every sinner to Christ. But we are abusing the power thereof. That is the problem of the church. But my prayer in this conference is, if as many as we are here, we can catch the fire of reaching out to the Muslims and arresting the Muslims, drawing them to God. They are the other sheep that Jesus Christ is talking about, that they are of this fold, but they are not yet here. Until we go out to bring them under this fold. And then, when we bring them into this fold, they will be under the same shepherd with us. But there is no way they can come if there is nobody to go. And for people to go, we are the people to go. Not any other person that is needed to go, apart from me and you. Can I shock you? My basic ministry has been to the Muslim. We have gone to Ibago, Aka, and Nsukka. In short, the whole of Nsukka enclave. We have, sir, if you go there, you will see what Islam have done. Islam have taken over that area. I think Nsukka people, they're here. How will they give them their land? I saw a mosque, the way it was built, very decorated. I screamed inside the vehicle. I said, "Hey, Nsukka is gone." I went to Afikpo. The biggest Islamic center in the whole of Africa is in Afikpo. The biggest, and in that center, sir, from kindergarten to university, free of charge. Free of charge. And that is what they are using to capture our Christian brethren. Almost 80% of Noya people in Africa, they are Muslims today. In our own Christian land, and they are coming with their unnecessary gifts to entice people. May God deliver the church. Amen. And the church is seated. The church is standing. But nothing is being done. That of Africa trigger my heart. I have to go to meet Daddy Billy Akani. I said, "The church in the East is not doing anything. Papa, what do we do? Look at what is going on in Africa." Papa said, "Musa, go back to your station. In the next 1 month, you will see my action." Sir, within 1 month, Papa Billy Akani went to Afiko, bought 7 plots of land, built school, opposite the same center, and everything given to children there is free of charge. Many that entered that center, they came back, and they begin to also go to school there. They come out of Islam, and we are sitting under comfort. Our Muslim brothers, they are dying on their way to hell, and we are happy, we are clapping, we are crying Holy Ghost fire to come. Holy Ghost fire will not come. It won't come. Hallelujah. So the only way you can be able to read them is have knowledge. And that is why God helped me to put this book into being. Everybody, in as much as you are a member of NECO, everybody is good for you to have this book. And you will see the comparison between Islam and Christianity, both their doctrine and our doctrine, and how you can be able to reach them. That's why I come with enough copies. Pick them. Pick them. I say what? Pick Pick the book. The book will help you. There are a lot of do's and don'ts in that book on how to reach the Muslims. But the God that we serve, I know he will empower you to be able to reach the Muslim with this gospel. They are here in our midst. You don't need to go to the north. Let us sojournically reach out to them. When we held a sojourners program in Artisan here, that was this year, God gave us about 60 Muslims that gave their life. We still have their record today. That gave their life to Christ. Here. So I said, so these people can be easily reached in the East, but the church is sleeping. May God awaken the church. May God awaken the church. If you believe, our God is awakening you this morning. Can I hear a better amen? Can I hear a better amen? Can I hear a better amen? Can you rise to your feet? Rise to your feet. I just want to give us one or two prayer points that I want us to pray. Praise the Lord. Because one of the problems of the church is ignorance. When the church is ignorant of knowledge about Islam, the church cannot do anything. Praise the Lord. But from today, I know in this ministry, the more Muslims can be awakened. There are a lot of places in the north that are unreached. Sir, one of my daughter in Plateau State, she's an Igbo girl, an Igbo lady from Plateau State and from Abia State. She's in Plateau. She said, Daddy, the fire I caught in this Bible training school on reaching out to the Muslim. No. I must go to the Muslim area. She is in Plateau State. Daddy, she is going around the northern part, all the unreached place. She said, Daddy, I have captured a place in Bauchi that no Christian have ever stepped there. No missionary have ever stepped there. No missionary that ever is there. That she is the first missionary to enter there. I tell her, give me every detail. She brought the statistics. All they believe there is traditional religion. That place is ripe. Sir, that is why I say I will plead with the NECO authority. NECO need to go round the whole north. I will liaise with you, sir. We will capture the north. We must capture the north. NECO must go to the north. The northern part needed NECO. Please, sir. My people need to be liberated. They are in the wrong place where they supposed not to be. But until somebody go to tell them, they won't know. So this part of the north need to be liberated. And that is why even in our Bible training schools, we need to include Muslim evangelism as a course. Because if it starts from there and people begin to have, our graduating students have this knowledge, they will go to the north. I was a lecturer, Muslim evangelism, in West African School of Mission in Port Harcourt. For 10 good years, all the people I trained there, they are in the north today. Because their eyes got open to Islamic people. And today, they are doing well, winning Muslims to Christ. I think we can start that something of that nature also. So that we can be able to reach out to these people. That's my cry. I want us to pray. Are you ready to pray? Can you raise your right hand towards heaven? Say, Father, today I declare for you to present the gospel to the Muslim world. Father, give me the grace to reach Muslims with your gospel. Oh yeah, can you pray that prayer? Ask for grace. It is a matter of grace. Ask God for that grace. Ask God for that grace to be able to reach to the Muslim. Ask God for the grace. Open your mouth and ask God. I want to hear somebody pray. Ma ligra bazu telebo. Ma skuta laba le krebo zunda labo. Father, we desire your grace. We desire your grace to be able to reach the Muslims, O Lord. To be able to reach the Muslims, O God. To be able to reach the Muslims, O Lord. Father, we need your grace. Father, we need your grace. Father, we need your grace. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Final prayer. Please, I want you to be violent in praying this prayer. I want to pray. Every Muslim man that is within the East, the South, the Southeast, God encounter them and arrest them. They are here for mission. Listen to me. They are here for mission. You may not understand. Sir, please, just for a few minutes. Something happened in this town in Abia State. I will remember the place. No, not Ihube. It's under Bende. That is under Bende. Not Isukwato. I will remember the place before we finish. Now, not Ozoakole. Now, somebody, a man was in that city, in that town, and before you, Item, thank you, sir. Item, thank you, sir. Item, a very wealthy man, and he have his daughter, his cousin sister in Lagos, and in his house, he have a young man that disguised himself as an Aboki man that does not hear English. And a young man come, Oga, wallahi me, I know here I'm for English. I wanted a job. Kai, Oga, can you give me a job? And the man saw he has gotten a useless man that he can use. He didn't know that he was on assignment. And before you know, that day, his cousin sister come to spend holiday with him. And who will he saw? She saw somebody at the gate. Who opened the gate for her? And he happened to be a coursemate who is having first class degree upper in elect. I said, Ibrahim, what are you doing here? He said, well, I am the security man for this ogre. He said, Kai, you can't be security man to my uncle. Fiam. She went upstairs. Uncle, who is that man at the gate? He says, it's one of these Aboki people that have not, he's a useless man who doesn't understand English, and I'm just paying him as security man. And this young man not even till the bedroom of this man. There is no part of Item that this man did not, this guy did not know. He has getting every knowledge he needed to send the knowledge over there. And before you know, before the he and his cousin sister will come down to the gate, the young guy have packed his bag and baggages and left. He left with that knowledge. They are here on assignment. But even though they are here on assignment, the power of God has the ability to capture them and bring them to him and draw them to him. True or false? You are going to pray. Raise your right hand towards heaven. Say, my Father, my Maker, as I begin to pray, oh Lord my God, every Muslim man that is in the Southeast, that is in the South, on assignment, oh God, arrest them by fire. Arrest them by fire and draw them to yourself in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh yeah, can you pray that prayer now? Legederevo zundalabos, la brakaba sutelebo, maligrabo zutelebo, la brokobo sutalaba, makrabo zutelebo legendalaba, malegederevo zundalaba, makotorobo legendalaba. Maliga adorobo leke derebo zundalaba. Skutalaba lekebo zundalaba. Lege derebo zundalaba. Sutelebo leke nalaba. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name.